Review, Dell XPS 15. In Wired by Scott Gilbertson on October 10th. The upgraded OLED screen and faster processors turned Dell's latest 15-inch laptop into a portable video editing powerhouse. Wired recommends, rating 8 out of 10. Wired, stunning new OLED screen with tiny bezels. Solid construction. Great performance, especially with discrete graphics. Plenty of ports, includes USB adapter. Tired? A bit heavy. Battery life isn't the best. The Dell XPS laptops are some of the most popular thin and light Windows computers for the money. The 13-inch model has long been a Wired favorite. 8 out of 10, Wired recommends, and the new 15-inch gets the same upgrade that its smaller sibling got earlier this year, an OLED display. That new 3.5K OLED touchscreen helps make the Dell XPS 15 one of the best 15-inch laptops on the market. It also has plenty of power, thanks to the latest Intel processors and a great trackpad and keyboard. The only downside is the battery life. XPS with OLED. The 2021 XPS 15 uses the same 11th generation Intel chips as the previous model. The big news here is the new OLED screen, which we should note here is optional. As with the XPS 13, you have to opt for the more powerful Intel i7 chips to get the OLED option. That means the screen on the 15 base model remains unchanged. That's a 1920 by 1200 pixel FHD Plus screen. If you opt for the i7 or i9 based XPS 15, then you can choose between the 4K UHD screen and the new 3.5K OLED. If you want to know which is better, it depends. The resolution is better on the 4K screen. I also believe the 4K model has a slight edge in terms of battery life, although I'm comparing last year's 4K model to this year's OLED here. The OLED is more expensive. The cheapest option is $2,100. The model I tested featured the OLED, the 11th generation Core i7, NVIDIA RTX 3050 Ti laptop GPU, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and a 512 gigabyte SSD. This configuration lists for $2,200. From there, you can run it up to $4,600 by selecting the i9 chip, up to 64 gigabytes of RAM, and up to a whopping 8 terabytes of SSD space, with some more reasonable configurations in between. While the base model with the i5 chip is fine for basic computing needs, I would suggest the OLED screen and faster chip if you can afford it. It's a wonderfully bright screen, and the razor-thin bezels give it an immersive quality that's unmatched in the rest of the 15-inch laptops I've tested. Editing photos and video on this machine is a real pleasure, to the point that I found myself out taking photos just so I could process them in Darktable on the XPS 15. I've also found that glossy OLED screens seem to do better in bright light than FHD screens. The 400 nit screen here was fine in all but direct sunlight. The main problem with direct sunlight is the high gloss surface picks up fingerprints like crazy. If you keep it nice and clean, the sunlight and glare won't be an issue. The NVIDIA RTX 3050 Ti graphics card is no slouch, especially when working with video. I happen to be testing this alongside the new Surface Laptop Studio, And in test after test, which was mostly real-world rendering in Premiere, the XPS came out ahead. The studio does have the edge in screen refresh rates, though, with 120 Hz to the XPS 15's 60 Hz. Time and time again. As noted above, Dell hasn't changed much other than the screens. Ports are still the same, with three USB-C ports with Thunderbolt 4 support, a headphone jack, and a micro SD card reader. I'd love to have a full-size card reader, but the three USB-C ports are a step up from the XPS 13, which only has two. The form factor is likewise unchanged. It's still the same slim, sleek chassis with the same thin Infinity Edge bezels. It's worth noting that the XPS 15 does weigh in at 4.2 pounds. It's not too bad, but when you lug it around for a day, your shoulders will definitely know it's there. Keyboard and touchpad are the same. I find the touchpad a bit too big, but I am primarily a keyboard and mouse person, so I may be alone in that criticism, which I could also apply to half a dozen other 15-inch laptops. The keyboard is not quite ThinkPad level good, but it doesn't slow me down or present any problem. My own real gripe with the XPS 15 is battery life. In 2 weeks of testing, I only once made it through a full day's work on the XPS 15's battery. In our less subjective battery drain test, looping a 1080p video at 75% brightness, I managed a scant 7.5 hours. In most cases, that's not enough to leave the power cord or portable battery behind. I rarely head out to work for more than a couple of hours, so it doesn't bother me, but it could be a problem for you given your circumstances. But otherwise, this is one of the best 15-inch laptops on the market. It lacks the hybrid capabilities of the new Surface Laptop Studio, but it outperformed the Surface in my video testing. If you want a powerful 15-inch laptop and don't mind the shorter battery life, the XPS 15 is well worth considering.